I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis launches its 10th anniversary season with a new exhibition, Place is the Space, featuring site-specific commissions by six major contemporary artists. Well, it's also a new season for the Ariana String Quartet, which consists of violinist John Magrosso and Julia Sakharova, also violist Joanna Mendoza and cellist Kurt Baldwin. Joanna Mendoza and John Magrosso join us now. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks for having us.
Well, your new season kicks off tonight at the Two Hills Lee Theater with the first of a four concert series. And the one tonight is called Out of Africa. And that's appropriate because you just got back from there.
Yeah, that's right. We got back a couple of weeks ago. We spent 3 weeks in the Cape Town area. Our university, University of Missouri system, actually has a partnership with a university there called the University of the Western Cape, which has a wonderfully rich history in social action in South Africa. And
not your first time there either.
We actually were there in 2011.
Right.
So this is a return trip. We had such a good time and also got the ideas to help them revitalize their music program. They had had a vital music program for many years that fell by the wayside. And coincidentally with our trip, there was energy to restart it. And so we got very excited about that and wanted to come back to work more on that.
Well, I'm curious about Cape Town. I've never been, but I know they're famous for the harbor and their beaches. And it's a big city, like way over 3 million, I think. What's it like?
It's gorgeous. It is just breathtaking in beauty. And it's also known for the famous Table Mountain. In fact, John and I went for a hike on our last Saturday there. We climbed to the top of Table Mountain. We were lucky to have the weather for it. And it's usually very changeable up there. But if the weather is not right, or especially if there's fog, you're advised not to go because you might not see the edge of the table and risk falling off.
No kidding.
But we had very good conditions. And when we got to the top of the mountain, it was pretty foggy, not so foggy that we couldn't see where we were going. So
it was a beautiful mist. The glow on everything.
But
it's
we really
fantastic.
Couldn't see far around us. John had brought a Frisbee, so we decided to play a little Frisbee on
the edge
table.
Of them. That doesn't sound like a real good idea.
That was really fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
But then by the time we were ready to head down, the skies cleared and we were able to get some spectacular shots of the vistas.
Well, Cape Town's pretty cosmopolitan, big city, right? I mean, trendy and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of on the California side of South Africa. And it has sort of that same sort of reputation. It's a more liberal city and sort of easier. It has an easier feel.
And a very international crowd.
Well, while you were there, I think you did a number of public performances. And you may have referred to this, John. You're involved in starting a chamber music institute at the university?
Yeah, that's right. As I mentioned before, they're interested in revitalizing their music program. And the woman that we met there is the director of their performing arts section. She and we worked very well together, and we found that she was interested in a lot of the ideas that we had.
And especially about the outreach aspect of our teaching, what's very important to UMSL and what they bring to their students and what the school brings to the community. The same goes for the University of Western Cape. And so they were very interested in what we had to offer.
Are there some specific challenges with the students there, though, because of where they are?
Well, I think that the society seems still to be very categorized, and there isn't a lot of movement from one category to another. One thing that was very exciting for us to be there is...
When you say category,
well,
social status?
Sort of social and economic categories.
And
it's sort of left over from the racial categories. They're not sort of officially defined that way anymore, thank goodness. But certainly economically and educationally, there are still these stratas in the society. And so we felt very fortunate to be able to go from one to the other more easily maybe than many South Africans could. And it was great fun for us, or just amazing, to play the same music for all of these different groups. And sort of in a way, we were able to, through the music, relate to each level and give each of them these experiences. And for us, it really brought the society together in a way that maybe it's difficult for South Africans themselves to come together.
Wow. Well, music's always been the thing, right, that people can sort of come together on. So right. Sounds like a great trip, but welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, it's exciting. Your new season opens tonight with Out of Africa. Let's talk about what you're doing tonight.
The program starts with a piece by Felix Mendelssohn, his last quartet that he wrote, Opus 80 in F minor. And he wrote it soon after his sister, Fanny, had passed away.
Let's sample that, and you can comment a little bit about it afterwards.
Oh, actually, before we hear it, there's a story that goes with this opening movement, is that we were in a school in South Africa. It was a black school, and it was run by educators who were very British in their training. And before we played, the headmistress spoke to the assembled school, and she said things like, "This is classical music. It is not music that you are familiar with, and you probably won't like it. But you are expected to behave politely and correctly, and you will listen even if you don't find it appealing." It was just, what a setup, you know? And then we played this movement, which is very, very exciting. It's very high energy. And the students went wild. We felt like we were at a rock concert. It was one of the most satisfying audience reactions that we'd ever had. And it's from this exciting movement that you're about to hear.
The Ariana String Quartet presents Out of Africa. It's their first in their season of concerts, which begin tonight at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center in the Lee Theater. We're talking with John Magrosso and Joanna Mendoza. That was a nice piece.
It's very exciting. And it's atypical Mendelssohn in a way because of its darkness. But the slow movement is really one of my very favorite things to play or to listen to. And it's just a stunningly, heart-wrenchingly beautiful movement.
Tonight you're also doing a piece by a South African composer who I think is from, he's deceased now, but he was born, I guess, grew up in Cape.
That's right. And he attended Stellenbosch University and taught there for many years. He did part of his schooling in South Africa and then received many scholarships to continue his education in London. So that's where he wrote a lot of his music.
And his name?
Arnold van Wyk.
And it's Five Elegies is the piece you're going to be doing tonight.
We actually got to play the van Wyk in Stellenbosch, which was very fun, and for some people who actually had known him. So that was very nice. And right. I have to mention in the van Wyk, actually, that the heart of the whole piece is the third movement, which is a stunning viola solo movement. And Joanna plays it like nobody. It's just wonderful.
And finally, there's a Schubert piece.
Yes, Death and the Maiden is the piece that we'll be playing. And it's really the reason that most quartet players became quartet players, that single piece. It's so charged with driving energy and Schubert's affinity for blending light and dark in harmony, in expression. The first movement is dominated by this triplet rhythm, ba-ba-ba-bum, which is sort of like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And actually from Beethoven, it's sort of taken on this motive of fate. Also Mahler 5, if you know that symphony, begins in the same way with that sort of triplet, that repeated triplet figure. The heart of the piece is the slow movement. It's based on a song of the same name, Death and the Maiden. And the interesting thing about the light and darkness of Schubert is that it's not only the light of life and the darkness of death, but even death has a lightness to it. It's really a fantastic movement.
We're talking with Joanna Mendoza and John Magrosso from the Ariana String Quartet. And Out of Africa opens their season tonight, 8 p.m. at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center in the Lee Theater. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link there. You also have pre-performance discussions at about 7:10, I guess, and then a reception afterwards for,
yes,
for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you have three more concerts in your season, one in November, one in March, and one in May. And I do want to mention one thing that you've just started, which is First Mondays with the ASQ, Ariana String Quartet, here at Grand Center. And you had one just this past September the 2nd. And then you have, I guess, about five more.
That's right.
So what's the purpose of that?
The purpose is to invite people who might not have been to our concerts at the Two Hill, might not have known about them yet, and invite them, or even those who have, and students as well.
And it's kind of part discussion.
I'm wondering
what people are curious about.
Well, you know, each night we're kind of starting off the conversation about something about the music to help the listeners get a little closer to the music and kind of get in our ears a little bit, but also to ask questions about how we work together and what it is we're searching for in our process.
I think that this is a time when there's so much interest in artisan crafts. We want to know how microbrews and soaps that are made in the same place as we buy them and all of these things, scents and olive oils and single malt scotch and all of these very special, unique things that are made in a special way. And I think that people are interested to find out how things are made, how things are put together. And I think showing the care with which we approach the music that we make gives the audience a richer experience when they hear us.
I think also having that real personal interaction with the performers or the artists or artisans in any of these cases is really interesting for the listeners.
So for more information on First Mondays or your new season, which begins tonight, go to stlpublicradio.org. And it's always fun to talk to you guys and have a great season ahead. We've been talking to Joanna Mendoza and John Magrosso from the Ariana String Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis. Place is the space. This is St. Louis Public Radio.